If you are a Christian parent who is praying for your kids, asking God to show himself to them and to become very real to them, I don't think you're alone. That is the prayer on the lips of most believers for their children. Every Christian parent wants to feel secure in the knowledge that their child is pursuing God and believes wholeheartedly in his sovereignty. The worry and anxiety presents itself when your child questions his or her faith and God's existence. What does one do in a situation like that? We'd like to offer some practical guidance for parents facing this on the next Family Matters. Please stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. The question we received recently came from the parents of a boy who is doubting his faith in God. The parent asks, "How can we help a young child who is struggling with his faith? Last night during our prayer time, my young son tearfully confessed that he's having trouble believing in God. How should I address this?" The first thing you need to do is relax. Rather than reacting with anxiety or panic, ask the Lord to help you respond with confidence. Then reassure your son that it's okay to have doubts and ask questions. At his age, a child has a great deal of life ahead of him. This tearful confession is anything but the final chapter in the story of his relationship with God. As a matter of fact, it's possible to see it as an extremely hopeful beginning. Why do we say this? Because it's obvious that your boy is a thinker. He wouldn't be struggling with issues like the existence of God if he weren't unusually intelligent and deeply reflective for a child his age. Given this encouraging bent in his personality, it's not surprising that he's wrestling with questions that don't occur to many people until much later in life. Don't let those questions discourage you, and don't assume that you are responsible to come up with all the answers. Instead, challenge him to do some even deeper thinking by posing a few riddles of your own. Take him outside on a clear evening and have him look up at the millions of stars in the sky. Then ask him, "How do you think all of those stars got there?" Buy him a children's book on the human body and read it together. As you examine the remarkable complexity of anatomy and physiology, ask him to ponder the deeper meaning behind it all. Does he really think that human beings are simply products of random chance? Could it be that we have actually been designed by a brilliant, all-powerful God? Which explanation fits the facts best? Inquiries like these should set the wheels of his mind turning in a positive direction. In the meantime, take every available opportunity to remind your son that there's nothing wrong with asking questions. Let him know that God still loves him more than he could ever comprehend, and that he isn't threatened by our doubts. Open up the scriptures and show him that even biblical heroes like David and Job were uncertain about God at times, and that they expressed those fears and uncertainties directly to him. No one can have a genuine, lasting relationship with the Lord without that kind of honesty. Besides, the strongest faith is sometimes built on a foundation of thorough investigation and fearless exploration. Focus on the Family's bookstore has some phenomenal resources that can help you talk with your son more about his faith in God. A book that comes to mind is called Question of the Day. Each day your child will answer one question and explore a Bible verse or prayer, each designed to encourage expression and spark conversation. Another great book to consider is called Talking with Your Kids About God. This practical, easy-to-understand guide equips you to have 30 specific conversations that address the topics of God's existence, scientific questions, the Lord's character, religious beliefs, and the difference God makes in the world. Log on to safamily.co.za and browse the online store. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.